banks have many security measures to thwart would-be robbers. But in Northfield, Minnesota, the best way to prevent a holdup was the courage of three bank employees who stood up to the most notorious thieves of their day. That story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
It was September 7th, 1876. Joseph Lee Haywood, Alonzo Bunker, and Frank Wilcox were on duty inside the First Bank of Northfield, Minnesota. Three members of the Jesse James gang entered and demanded all the money in the vault.
Joseph Lee Haywood refused to open the vault and kind of kept them off balance. The three inside here were saying that it was on a time lock, they couldn't open it, the bank couldn't be opened. But for some reason, the gang never really went and checked because it was wide open.
Hay Scriven shares the story at the vault inside the old bank building. Resident J.S. Allen had just been in the bank and noticed something odd.
One of the gang members came and shut the bank door. It was a really hot day, so the bank door had been open, and he stood in front of it. Allen came back, got in a shoving match with Clell Miller, and Miller pulled his pistol out on him. J.S. Allen broke free, ran down the street yelling, "Get your guns, boys, they're robbing the bank."
Citizens gathered their guns and took up positions around the bank. Meanwhile, the gang inside the bank gave up the cause, believing the vault was on a time lock. Frank James shot Joseph Lee Haywood on his way out the door.
Two gang members were killed here in Northfield, Clell Miller and William Chadwell, and another innocent townsperson was killed, Nicholas Gustafson.
A manhunt was on the trail of the gang.
Jesse and Frank split off from the gang about 100 miles later. The younger brothers and Charlie Pitts got cornered down in Medelia at Hanska Slough. Charlie was killed. Younger brothers were arrested and sentenced to life in prison in Stillwater.
But why would a bank employee give his life to save money in a vault that was largely not his? That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Northfield, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.